This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunt and you're on Joy 94.9. Well, last week I started doing it because we've got less guests because of what's going on in the world right now. So I've decided that I'm going to do a feature album of the week each week. And last week it was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. This week it is The Kick Inside by Kate Bush. And who better than the one and only Gillian Bartlett? Hello, Gillian.
Hi, David. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, a lot of you will go, I know that name. And of course, it's Gillian from Gillian and Claire, who over many years has done the breakfast show on Joy, having a bit of a break right now. But Gillian, you've been on Joy for more than just the breakfast shows, haven't you?
I started well over 20 years ago on, it might have been called the Lipstick Lounge on a Saturday.
And was that with Gillian as well?
With Claire.
Not with Gillian, with Claire, sorry.
No, I started broadcasting with Claire when she was my housemate, and I just thought she was so hilarious. I invited her onto the radio once and she became a fixture.
Right, fantastic. Well, let's get going on this album. Now, the reason I've asked you is because you're a huge fan of Kate Bush. So, Gillian, where did it all start from with you, with Kate Bush? You know, how did you get onto it?
I was 14 years old. I was standing in the family kitchen and the live version of Them Heavy People came on, which is a song on this album, but she'd done concerts and Them Heavy People was released as a single and I just went ka-thunk when I heard her say, every one of us got a heaven inside and a roll in the ball. I was gone, went out and bought 3 albums in a week and my life was never the same.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So how old were you again?
I was 14.
Wow. Well, that's pretty impressive as a 14-year-old to pick up on something like Kate Bush.
Oh, yes. But she, remember, at that point, she was only, she would have been like 20 or 21 herself. She was very young. She was like a big sister to me, very smart sister.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And she stuck with you all these years.
Well, she never disappoints. That's the great thing about Kate Bush. She might make you wait for years for an album. She made me wait 35 years for her to perform again. But she always never disappoints. So I love her as much now as I did then.
Brilliant. So it went to number one.
Yes.
And it stayed there for 4 weeks in the UK. She was the first female singer-songwriter to have a number one song in England, which is pretty phenomenal. And it's, you know, become a classic. Now, the album never debuted or didn't debut at number one, but it never went to number one. It only ever went to what it was about number 3, I think, in England.
Right. Yes. I didn't actually follow the chart so much then, but yes, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's pretty out there. You wouldn't say it's the most sort of populist type music.
Yep.
But, you know, so it's amazing how brilliantly she broke through, because she did write great pop songs, but they were very different.
Absolutely. Now, as I'll go through the album, there's certain tracks that relate to people and places and Move, for instance, Moving is written about her dance teacher when she started to, doing dance classes because she thought she needed to do something like that on stage. Because you've actually seen her live. Mm. When she did those that tour about 2 or 3 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it was actually 2014. But yes, I fell in love with her.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I fell in love with her from her live performance. That, you know, she only did one lot of concerts back in 1979, 1980, and never toured again. And I had to wait 35 years to get to see her live. Never thought it would happen,
wow.
But it did. And I saw her 3 times during that tour.
And How was it?
Incredible. It was, you can imagine that after that amount of time, yeah. It might be a disappointment, but no, it was absolutely insane.
Yeah. And three times. And I believe you were lucky. You bought the two tickets from this side of the world, but then you scored one. How did that all happen, the third one?
Well, I found out that, from just hanging about there, that there were a few tickets that were being held for usually like celebrities, VIPs that were sent out to or to agencies. And so on the day of the concert, there were always a few absolutely brilliant tickets released just like an hour before the concert. So on one day, I queued from 9 a.m. and I was actually the first in the queue, and I got front row center tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's such a great story. What time did you get there? Did you sleep overnight? Or?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was reasonably civilized. It's about 9:30 in the morning, and sort of sat there all day. It was the summer and other people joined, and we had great chats about somebody who'd come over from Luxembourg, and it was just thrilling. Not as good as the concert, but it was still great that 12 hours before. And a friend of mine who was just sort of casually said, I'll have the other one if you get one, could not believe it when she walks in and we keep walking right to the front row.
So, Gillian, is there one track on the Kick Inside that really stands out to you that's your favourite track?
It's impossible. The Kick Inside is full of them. I cannot wait to hear this. Obviously, Them Heavy People was my very first one. It's got Wuthering Heights. It's got The Man with the Child in His Eyes. I mean, God.
I love that track.
Yes. The Kick Inside itself, Woman. It's the saxophone song. They're all James and the Cold Gun. It's going to be an absolute ripper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll know that song, but I don't know it from the name. Yeah, I know the album so well, but I don't know every track on the album like you do. What it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But does Wuthering Heights come right up there for you though? Is it close to your favourite?
It never. Yeah. Well, it just never. It never dates. When we were doing the Wuthering Heights Day and I had to listen to it, over and over and over again because we were learning the moves. Yep, still got the thrill every time I heard the do 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 do. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Gillian Bartlett, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today about this wonderful album, The Kick Inside by Kate Bush. As I said, we will be going through track by track over the next 2 hours on the show.
Oh, so thrilling.
So people stay tuned and so thrilling, yes. So, Gillian, always lovely to chat to you and have a safe day as we're all locked up inside.
Listening to The Kick Inside. Can't think of anything better.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks, Gillian. Bye.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
The next song that we're going to play off our feature album of the week or the album of the week is, which is Kate Bush's The Kick Inside album, is the saxophone song. This is a great little song, and it was one of the very early songs that she wrote, and a standout track on the album, a lot of people's favourite song. It's not my favourite, but it's a lot of people's favourite song. The album actually went to number 3 in the UK. You would have all thought that it would have debuted at number 1, but it went to number 3. That's okay. But it stayed there for 71 weeks. It was in the UK charts. So here's the saxophone song. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.